This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Wednesday brought new restrictions on movement in Malaysia, as well as the start of a European Union ban on entry to foreigners as governments seek to control the spread of the coronavirus. Italy, Spain, and France are currently under severe bans on movement. In the U.S., the government is preparing relief packages to help businesses and individuals deal with the economic losses from the coronavirus pandemic. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman has the story.
President Donald Trump says he does not want to see airlines going out of business or people losing their jobs and not having any money due to COVID-19 sweeping the country and causing a halt to economic activity.
So we're going big, and that's the way it'll be, and that's the way everybody seems to like it.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the money, and he wouldn't say how much, could be sent directly to Americans within 2 weeks. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Elsewhere, the leaders of the world's 20 biggest economies are trying to organize a virtual meeting next week to discuss a coordinated response to the pandemic. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Saudi Arabia, which leads the G20, says it will act in any way necessary to alleviate the impact of the coronavirus and put forward coordinated policies to protect people and safeguard the global economy. But Hong Kong-based financial analyst Louis Wong says that may not be enough to stop the market volatility.
Governments are trying very hard to roll out supportive measures to stabilize the economy. But on the other hand, the spread of the coronavirus in some countries seems to be out of control.
He says investors are torn between the two uncertainties. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on the coronavirus, please go to voanews.com and learn more about the symptoms and the latest news. This is VOA News.